I want to acknowledge Jane Lewis, who you just met, who's my co-author. And today I'm going to be talking about how R.J. Reynolds supposedly promoted this idea of switching from cigarettes to use of their new product, Camel Snooze. And I should mention also that Jane and I have no financial conflicts to disclose. So first I want to start by giving you a little bit of background about Camel Snooze. Have you all pretty much heard of Camel Snooze before? Yeah. Well, so you might remember it was first introduced by R.J. Reynolds nationally back in 2009. And this was a significant move because it was actually the first smokeless tobacco product introduced in the U.S. under a cigarette brand name, Camel. And the first wave of ads that we saw promoting Camel Snooze back in 2009 really suggested times and places where you could use snus instead of smoking. Basically, ads like this, you know, concert-friendly, stadium-friendly, fancy hotel-friendly, places that would be conducive to using snus because typically these are places where smoking is now banned. So these kinds of ads raised concerns among public health professionals that these kinds of messages might actually facilitate continued smoking by essentially giving people an easy out from otherwise effective tobacco legislation, like smoking bans, which typically increase people's motivations to try to quit smoking, and that they would then end up using promoting dual product use of both cigarettes and snus. However, by late November, early December 2010, almost 2 years later after we saw those first ads coming out, we saw new ads that started making explicit references to this idea of switching from cigarettes to snus. And this is kind of interesting because in some of the tobacco control research, this idea of switching completely from smoking to use of smokeless tobacco has been kind of more in line with some of the harm reduction proposals that have been made about smokeless tobacco. Basically, those arguments say that, you know, for smokers who can't quit or who don't want to quit tobacco use, perhaps switching completely from smoking to something like snus could potentially be less harmful for them. So in this talk, I want to talk a little bit about how R.J. Reynolds supposedly promoted these ideas of switching. And it's based on a review of marketing materials in the Trinkets and Trash collection, as Jane just talked about. So we systematically collect a variety of tobacco ads and materials, including print ads, direct mailings, emails, and we also review brand websites on a weekly basis. And so these are some of the first ads back in December 2010 that we saw making references to this concept of switching. And you can see that they're both here related to the holiday season. The one on the left says, smokers, your wish list has been granted. Switch to Camel Snooze and enjoy smoke-free, spit-free, drama-free tobacco packed in a pouch. And then this is another ad from that same campaign that's more directly tied in with the New Year's holiday. And the timing here is really critical because, as you can imagine, it's sort of trying to capture those smokers who might have tried to quit as part of a New Year's resolution to then use snus instead so that they don't lose them as customers. And the other thing to notice here at the bottom, it says, take the Pleasure Switch Challenge. So go to our website and sign up for this. So what is this challenge? It was an RJR promotion that encouraged smokers to switch to snus for a brief period of time, and then to go online and reflect on their experiences. So there was two waves of it, started in December 2010, and then it was reissued in a slightly updated version in June 2011. And it's still something that is currently active. You could go right now and sign up for it. So this is the page that we saw in December 2010 when it was first activated. And it asked smokers to switch to snus for 10 days. And one of the things that you can notice here is that there's images of people, most of whom look like younger adults. And this is interesting because we don't actually see this in much of their other advertising. It doesn't really make use of many images of people. And the other thing to notice here also is that it includes images of what's different, women. And so that's kind of different and unique for the smokeless tobacco ads. So they're saying here that this is a smokeless product, but it's acceptable for women. So as you go further into the site and try to sign up, it asks you to say, why are you making the switch? So you could enter in some sort of response. And then at the bottom here, it also says, where did you first hear or learn about this challenge? So it's actually collecting some sort of process evaluation data. You know, you might have heard about it in an ad, in an email, in a magazine. And then as you go further, you can read about what different people said about why they were making the switch. And we saw some comments that seemed to reflect some people's genuine interest in trying to quit smoking or cut down. This first person says, I don't want to smoke cigarettes anymore, I'm looking to try something different and cut back. But then there were plenty of other comments which suggested that people weren't really looking to switch completely, but rather that they were looking for something to use in times or places where they couldn't smoke. So here somebody says, it's a great way to get around the smokeless bars in my area, or for when I'm flying, I'm unable to smoke in my new job, or it's too cold to smoke. And then there were just plenty of comments that showed that some people are just trying it because, hey, why not? It's fun, it's something new to do, I'll try anything once. And this is a little scary, you know. It doesn't give us much confidence that these people are really going to make this complete switch, and actually it raises concerns that some people, including maybe youth, are just going to try it because it seems like something new and novel and interesting. So there was a journal aspect as well, and you were asked to come back each of the 10 days of the switch to say something about your experience. And so here's an example of the question from day one. It said, where are some of the places you think you'll be enjoying Camel Snooze over the next 10 days? And even this question sort of suggests that snooze is something that you should be using in certain places. Here are some of the questions from other days. For example, on day two, it said, now that you've had some time to use snooze, what do you think about it? On day five, what's the weirdest, funniest place you've used snooze? On day seven, this one's kind of important, have you developed any rituals in using snooze? We know that rituals are really an important part of the smoking and addiction experience. And then on day nine, which flavor of Camel Snooze have you been using? So you could say that, you know, perhaps this journal sort of experience may have worked to get people engaged in the process, but you can also see how it's a very convenient source of collecting market research data by the company without being so, I guess, obvious about it. Oh, and this is great. There was also a sweepstakes associated with this challenge. So in addition to going back each of the days to fill out the journal, you could also try to enter each day for a chance to win an iPod or a Visa gift card or something. We actually, one of our monitors won an iPod, so we're very proud of that. But again, what's that?
Do they have like the Camel logo or anything?
They didn't even let us put our letters on.
No, it wasn't personalized. But again, this kind of reinforces the idea that this is a marketing campaign. And you can also argue that it sort of takes away from the seriousness of trying to make a behavioral change. Here's some more examples of how the promotion was advertised. This is a direct mailing. Notice below it says, stock up on Camel Snooze with the attached coupons. So here's how you could participate in it. So this one included two coupons for $1 off cans of snooze tins and a buy one, get one free tin coupon. Here's an email like Jane was talking about back in December 2010. It promotes the challenge and the sweepstakes up top. And then other things that are going on at the site at the same time, like you can get free holiday e-cards while you're there. So now I want to fast forward to May 2011. In our monitoring of the website, we noticed that they said that there was going to be a new wave of the challenge starting in June 1st. And the difference with this one was that it was posed as a 7-day challenge. So they're asking you to switch to snooze for 7 days rather than 10 days. So why did they make this change? I mean, I'm not sure. We could probably all speculate different reasons, but maybe they just thought, you know, if it was a shorter period of time, maybe more people would sign up or complete it. But for the most part, the waves worked very much the same, but there was a few interesting differences. For example, when you signed up this time, they ask you to first describe what percentage of the time do you currently smoke versus currently use snooze. So you could say 100% versus 0, 90% versus 10, and then at the end you'd be asked the same question. So again, it's sort of collecting research data. They also had some highlighted guest contributors whose journals and blogs you could kind of read in particular. And they all seem to be young adult sort of hipster, like this girl with her funky hat, writers. And then at the end of the 7 days, you'd get a page like this. And notice what it says on top. It's kind of interesting. It says, maybe you completely switched over to Camel Snooze. Maybe not. Either way, that's okay. And that's really kind of, you know, from their perspective, it's really kind of true. Either way, whether you're still smoking or using a little bit of this or a little bit of that, they still get to keep your business. And then down below, more market research. We're always looking for dedicated and insightful people to help us improve our programs. We'd like your feedback to help us make the next challenge even better. If you're selected, you'd be compensated. You might even be featured in their next print ad campaign. And so we've seen a lot of advertising promoting this challenge between 2011 and 2012. At least 22 unique print ads, emails, or direct mailings have promoted it. Here's another example of a direct mailing with a coupon. It supposedly has some images of people that did it and their testimonials about it, although they're probably paid models. And then we've also seen other ads that have referred to this idea of switching that weren't related to the switch challenge. But again, like those holiday ads in the beginning that I showed you, they've all been sort of tied in with times or occasions that are typically when smokers try to make quit attempts. Like, for example, the Great American Smokeout, which is what this ad on the left is referring to. So it says, make Thursday smoke free on November 17th switch. Well, then that November 17th was the Great American Smokeout. So I think this is one of the more egregious examples. More locally, in our New York City area, we saw these kinds of ads on the right last May when New York City passed a ban to ban smoking in outdoor public places like parks. So what does this all mean? I think for some people, this kind of promotion of switching could potentially lead some people to quit smoking, and that might provide health benefits to them as individuals if they weren't going to quit smoking otherwise. But for other people, it may also just lead them to try a new product that they then use to supplement their smoking and continue smoking. And it's important for us to remember that RJR is a company. Their ultimate goals are to make profits and not to promote public health. And we've seen through this Pleasure Switch Challenge that really it's there to promote trial of their new product. It's a market research generating campaign as well. So ultimately it's up to us as the public health professionals to really provide good health education and good support for total tobacco cessation. That's it. Thank you.